flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Fritz and the McGurks and Rofo. Ike, how are we feeling, buddy?
Why the hell are you yelling?
Come on, man.
Brother Spike, I'm feeling good. It's a football Friday. We're out here at McGurks and Rofo. Hey, Fritzy Baseball.
Yeah.
We got a championship game Sunday. Let's go!
The people are chanting.
Boy.
More Fritz. More Fritz. Eagles! I can tell you, 62 days till opening day.
He's going to be annoying.
Dude,
it's already been an all-time Fritz day.
Wow.
I'm letting everyone know early.
That DB might have been too deep.
Yeah, well, listen, it's NFC Championship game. Do I have to do that every break, by
yes.
the way?
God. Yes.
All right.
Eagles chant every break, right? Make them do it again. Do it again, Jack!
E-A-G-L-E-S! Eagles!
I'm telling you, the E's too deep. It's messing up the cadence.
I can't help that I can hit the DB, unlike the frauds that sometimes call in.
Well, we've got a big show today, as we always do on Fridays. As Ike said, we're at McGurk's in Royers Ford, Rofo.
Rofo.
We got Nick Costos joining us for your picks right around 2:40, 3 o'clock. We have Elliot Shore Parks with an injury report. 3:30, Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast. He's going to be in championship mode. 4 o'clock.
Sure, he will be.
4 o'clock, we got Jaws. We got the top 5 of 5. And all that stuff. So this is a big game, man. Not only do we have the NFC Championship game on Sunday, but it is here in Philadelphia with a chance for our second trip to the Super Bowl in 3 years. And Ike, I start by asking you, if you were to give me one word of how you're feeling in your gut about Sunday's game, what would that word be?
I feel very confident.
Confident would be the word that I would use.
Okay. Confident would be the word that I use. Listen, this game is going to be at home. We're the better team. Unless you have some sort of fear that we're not going to show up and be at our best come Sunday, why else would you be afraid of this game Sunday? Sure, Washington's going to put up a great fight. They're a good young team that we're going to have to deal with for the next few years. But this isn't their time. This is our time. This is the Philadelphia Eagles' time. And so we are the more seasoned. We are the battle-tested team. We've made the deep runs in the playoffs. We know what it means to be in the deep waters when you're trying to get to the Super Bowl. And playing this game at home, I believe, gives us the ultimate advantage. And so this is an atmosphere that Washington has never felt before. They never played in this type of atmosphere before. So I trust that our guys will come out, feed off the fans' energy, and quite frankly, they realize what's at stake. They realize what's at stake. They know how good they are as an overall unit. They know these years don't come by very often, and each year is a year into itself. And so you can't think down the road if you're a Philadelphia Eagles player. You have to realize you're in the moment of potentially etching your names in the history of the game when it comes to the game's biggest stage. And that's being in the Super Bowl and a chance to win the Super Bowl. This team not only has the great opportunity to get there, they really have a great opportunity to be world champions. But we got to take care of Washington first. Damn it, Spike. It's Friday. Get my neck roll! Get my neck roll!
215.
You better move over, Jack.
I know. Yeah. It's feeling a little tight up here.
215-592-9494. We want the word of how you're feeling for this game. Jack, I go to you second. What's the one word?
Two words.
Yep.
Cocky.
Oh, I don't like that.
I know. Yep. I'm starting to get cocky, though. I'm getting about sick and tired of hearing about Jaden Daniels. I love Jaden Daniels. I get it. He's a good player. But that's the only advantage the Commanders have on Sunday. And is it even that big of an advantage? Is it even that big of an advantage at quarterback? Who's to say?
I don't think so.
Who's to say? But it's just...
Don't do that to me on a football Friday.
I'm starting to... I don't have the classic NFC Championship game nerves. I've reached the cocky stage, which I know is a tough place to be in, but I feel it. I feel the cockiness because I think we're 2 weeks away from being in New Orleans.
So for my word, now this is the first time I've been on the air as a WIP host for an NFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. I've never experienced this from this side before. And if I'm being honest with you, which I always am, my one word is terrified.
Ah.
Don't boo me. I am absolutely terrified. I'm terrified because of what I saw last Saturday night in Detroit. I'm terrified that they have a quarterback who is playing like the best quarterback remaining, playing like the best quarterback remaining in the playoffs right now. And I'm a little worried that they have, and I'm terrified because the two times we played the Commanders this year, they showed no fear. They beat us once with a huge fourth quarter comeback, and even with their quarterback injured in the first game, it was a very tight game until the fourth quarter. So, I think the Eagles are the better team in almost every aspect of the game. I think we should win. I think we are rightfully favorites. But if I'm being honest with you, the word that I have is terrified. I am terrified of this Commanders team on Sunday. 215-592-95.
Someone just yelled, take a blue chew, Spike.
Well... That terrified and that are probably not a super great combination. I don't know.
You're terrified of that, too.
Well, that's probably true. 48. I'm hoping in the next 10 years I become less scared of that. So, and what we'll do for next question today, because we're not going to have time for our next question, is we're just going to judge your word, and the best one will get tickets to see Coheed and Cambria August 27th at Skyline Stage at The Man. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com. All right, here we go. 215-592-9494. Your one word to describe how you feel about Sunday's game. Our leadoff hitter is Corey in Columbus starting us off. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, the word I'm going to describe is I'm ready, man. If I was more ready, y'all think I had some Bluetooth. That's how ready I am to go right now for this game on Sunday. Listen, we've been waiting all year to get to this point, right? The game before we get to the Super Bowl. And the disrespect has been going on for too long. From our own fans, from our own people, from the national media, they've been disrespecting this team. Oh, you know, can this person do this? Can the quarterback do this? If you take away this from her, can you do this? The disrespect will not be tolerated no more. Coming into this game on Sunday, ass-whippings will be handed out. So if your name is on the Commander's roster, get ready to get foot in your ass. I don't care who it is, Jaden Daniels, Dan Quinn, if you run your mouth, Joe Witt, you can get your ass whooped too. Listen, we whooped my ass in the game. Listen, we coming from day one, snap one, and we are putting helmets and everybody's back on the defensive side. You know what this reminds me of? You know what this reminds me of, Ike?
What?
I'm gonna give you a breakdown. A defense that got disrespected, you know, a quarterback that everybody was hyping up that could run around, throw, heading into a championship game. Who does that sound like?
That sound like Michael Vick.
That 0-4 defense running up against Michael Vick. Exactly.
That would sound like.
And that's exactly what's going to happen to this team. I don't know. Zach Ertz, if you come across that middle, You know, hey, we gonna be laying wood on Sunday.
Yeah, all day.
From day one, snap one, we gonna be popping. And listen, the quarterback, I'm telling y'all right now, I'm so confident of what's gonna happen on Sunday. All that, I don't care about all that. I'm telling y'all right now, we are here. We at the finish line before we get to the Super Bowl. The quarterback will rise to the occasion, and he will deliver. I need the link to be rocking on Sunday when we go out here. We going to come out here with a mission in mind, one goal, to get to the Super Bowl. And the quarterback number one, number 2-6, number 11, and number 6, we going to deliver for you, baby. They going to deliver. Sirianni, don't worry about it. You about to be in the history books, baby. The disrespect won't be tolerated no more. Go Birds, baby!
Go Birds is right. You know,
he'd be the first coach to reach the Super Bowl twice.
For the Eagles.
For the Eagles.
For the Eagles. Yeah, I would, that is...
we didn't know what you...
Hit the breaking news sound.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I do think...
So would Jalen be the first quarterback to...
No. He's not. Only Nick.
I do wonder what the effect of winning this game... Philadelphia, I think, has come around on Nick a good bit this year. Not fully, but I think generally everybody this year has gained a respect and an understanding for what Sirianni has done. I think it's interesting to see if they win this game on Sunday and he goes to another Super Bowl, if the national impression of what Nick Sirianni is will change. Because we talked about it a few times in the Coach of the Year, what's it called? The Coach of the Year odds.
Yeah.
He was sitting around 10th for most of the year.
Yeah.
Of a guy who's, 14-3, been in the Super Bowl already, bounced back from a year last year and didn't get much national respect. And even so, when they have conversations about him nationally, it's usually when they're making fun of him, or usually when they're criticizing him, not saying, hey, this guy's actually a great coach. I do wonder if they go to a second Super Bowl, if the national conversation around Nick Sirianni changes.
Yeah, I think it does. But, I mean, it starts from within. It starts from within. And I know this is just your first year here with us, with this team, but it starts from, are we praising Nick Sirianni? Are we appreciating Nick Sirianni? Right? Starts with the quarterback outwardly praising Nick Sirianni, appreciating Nick Sirianni. The organization putting him in a light where he looks like he should be appreciated and revered. And then the national people will follow suit. But the more he's minimized or marginalized, then that's the way the national media is going to perceive him.
Yeah, because when the national media has to talk about somebody, the first thing they do probably is check in on what the tone is locally.
Yes. So, I mean, if we start to appreciate him that way, I think eventually the national media will. Now, he, I'll say this, because I'm not saying that goes the same for every coach. The way Nick would carry on the sideline, that sometimes invites criticism. So he has to overcome that part as well. When you want to be the standout head coach, meaning you're the only one that's doing this and the rest of the league doesn't do that, then you had better be a genius at what you're doing and better win an awful lot of football games, or people are going to look for reasons to criticize you.
I do think it's interesting that the national conversation about Dan Campbell did turn.
Yes.
But it has not turned for Sirianni.
Right.
215-592-9494. The one word you have to describe how you feel about Sunday. Colin in Limerick, you're on WIP. What's up, Colin?
Yo. Cautious.
Yeah.
Cautious is my word. The reason being is...
Cautious? Wait, you say cautious?
Yes, cautious. I was at Tampa Bay. That game changed my relationship with Philadelphia sports. I was at Tampa Bay. That was heartbreaking. I thought there was no... This entire Eagles nation thought there was no way that we were going to lose against Tampa Bay and that we were going to go crush the Raiders. And I still haven't recovered. All these years later, I still haven't recovered. But you know what the difference is? The difference is this team this year, Saquon and this defense. I'll tell you what, this team, This team is special, man. Saquon coming in has changed the whole dynamic of this team. What I'd love to see is the sideline reaction to this magic this man makes. Earlier in the year, they showed a clip of he juiced, I forget what game it was, and you see Smitty and AJ just look at each other like, oh boy, baby. And after the Green Bay game, when Saquon kneels hecka early, Devontae and AJ sort of doing the fathery thing, like, come over here, boys. You slid so much earlier. This team, they love each other. They are tight. I'll tell you what. The next time we see these guys is either going to be on a parade or training camp. I want, whether you're watching it on your phone, on a tablet, on a TV, at a bar, whether you're listening terrestrially or whether you're listening over the radio on WIP, the entire Eagles Nation, I want you to be screaming your heads off. When I look in that TV, I want to see flames coming from all of your eyes. I don't want to be able to hear the commentators. I want thunder coming from everyone's voices, no matter where you're at. Because I want the fifth dimension of this universe to feel it. I want nothing but positive energy going to our Eagles for our victory and for our health. And I want nothing but suppression. I want nothing but hopelessness and helplessness for the Washington Commies, that they have no chance to even compete with our Eagles and press to go to the Super Bowl. Give it all you've got. I want you, the entire Eagles Nation, give it all you've got for our boys. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Holy moly. Ike, he said his word was cautious.
Cautious he doesn't kill himself.
Yeah.
My goodness. That was awesome. Slow down, Colin. We still got 48 hours, dog.
The best part, too, is he's like, I don't care where you're watching. If you're just watching it on your phone, can you imagine somebody sitting
watching the NFC Championship game on their phone?
And acting like him.
Listen, Sunday, 3 o'clock, can't get here fast enough.
No. Yeah. And thank God it's not the 6:30 game.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Having to wait another 3 hours, yeah, add another game.
We've been fortunate. Oh, no, we did have a 6:30 game when it was
the Vikings.
You're right, we did. Because I remember the Jags and Patriots being on before us.
Doug remembers it, too. Remember Doug was watching? He said, I'd never do that.
Yeah, I do remember that.
We almost faced Blake.
He wrote a book about it.
We almost faced Blake Bortles in the Super Bowl.
We did?
Oh, man.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Guess what? It wouldn't have meant as much.
No, it would not.
No,
it would not.
Better beating Tom Brady.
Yeah, Belichick and Brady. Little different than who's the coach? Doug Marone and Blake Bortles. That?
Can you imagine if Brandon Graham's signature moment was stripping Blake Bortles? It doesn't have the same.
The Brandon Graham show doesn't even exist.
No, yeah.
Never would have came back.
Yep, it had to be the Patriots and Tom Brady. Man. Yep. It had to be.
215-592-9494. Give us the one word you're feeling about Sunday's game. Albert in Maple Shade, you're on WIP. What's up, Albert?
What's up, boys? How we doing?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Albert?
I'm hyped. Let's go. Yo, Ike, let me get some Ike juice.
Bring him up.
He
must be drinking that Ike juice. There we go.
All right, boys. I'm telling you right now, they're Cinderella run. It's over. All right. I want to go out there and it's over. Every single play, hit him hard. We going to need a blue shoe. Stop trying to get every play. Louisville. We're trying to get Louisville.
I didn't hear
one word.
Yeah. He said, yeah. We get it.
Yep.
Fired up.
Yep. Fired up.
I heard the Eagle chant.
Actually, we have a little thing behind that. So we're at McGurk's in Rofo, and we have a little thing for people to take pictures with behind the 94 WIP thing over here. Can we get Ava? Hey Ava, could you bring out our little thing? So we sort of have a, I would say, adversarial relationship with the morning show. Would you say?
Hashtag anyone
that's one
but.
Way to put it.
Yeah, one way. So we have this Joe DeCamera stand-up over here.
Wow.
Completely nude except for just his jockey underwear.
That's his real body.
Too. Yeah, his real body looks way worse than that, I think. There we go. There he is. Look at that. And there's no way DeCamera looks like that below the waist.
Oh, man. What is going on?
There's simply no chance.
Too close to me.
There's simply no chance. So if you're here
get it out of Jack's face.
No. Put it right in Jack's face.
Yeah. It's a younger DeCamera, too.
Oh, much younger DeCamera. Yeah. Look at how alive he looks.
He does look younger. Yeah.
So if you're here at McGurk's, we'd love for you to take a picture with Joe and perhaps making a obscene gesture with your hand and post it on social media just to show Joe what you think of him.
He'll appreciate it.
I think he'll really... Make sure you tag him.
Yep.
Tag him as well. So there he is. So we have this half-naked Joe DeCamera stand-up as well for you to take photos with. We also have these great T-shirts, the Jeffrey over Josh T-shirts as well. Jeffrey Lurie, of course, and Josh Harris, the owner of the Commanders.
Do you agree with that, by the way?
Yeah, of course I agree with that.
I just want to make sure.
What are you doing, man? Of course.
Sorry, I forgot. I had my own show there that I was, I want to see how you'd be.
What?
Well, I forgot we're doing the National Championship game live at McGurk's.
Yeah.
Like, got to get people fired up.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we don't need to argue about the Sixers.
No, please do not. 215-592-9494. Tell us what one word you're feeling for Sunday's game. Brandon and King of Prussia, you're on WIP. What's up, Brandon?
Yo, what's going on, guys? It's Football Friday!
This is going to be all day.
Yes, sir!
Day, baby. Listen,
not you.
I'm going to go all day, too. All right? Listen, I got my one word. Oh, here we go, baby! We're going to pound, the Commodores! Let's go,
Bears! Ooh, boy.
We're just not going to even do real calls.
No, there's nothing.
Wait a minute.
The calls are going to be, what's your word, confident, and then immediately into an Eagles chant.
It's not just an Eagles chant. They're all doing their own little Rios impressions.
Yes. But again, there's only one Rios. Now, we also need an all-time Rios call today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean...
Oh, he's giving us all-time Rios.
Because he gave us a great one last time.
Yes.
But this is even bigger. My bigger question for you is, if the calls are like this today, if we win on Sunday, what are the next 2 weeks going to be like? Like, what are the...
It's a party, man.
Asking you guys, actually, what is it like to be on the air for the two weeks prior to an Eagles Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, both times have been different.
Yeah.
You know, going into the Super Bowl versus Tom Brady... I think after that NFC Championship game, a lot more people started to believe we can win it.
Yes.
Because of the way they performed in that NFC Championship game. So that was certainly a lot of excitement.
And there was extra – people were – like the national media is way more – there's no way Nick Foles is beating Tom Brady.
Right. So
right.
We were able to lean into the whole underdog role and being disrespected. I don't know if I felt necessarily disrespected versus the Chiefs.
No.
I mean, that line was – one and a half.
Yep. Against an all-time team.
It went back and forth. So, I mean, that Eagles team had performed so well that year, we felt pretty confident that we could beat the Chiefs. I really did think we were going to beat the Chiefs. I did.
It was neck and neck.
I did.
Two best teams in football.
I did. I mean, that year, Jalen was playing his best football. And the defense was so smothering that year. I don't think we had come to the conclusion that, well, against a good quarterback, they hadn't really shut that type of quarterback down because they had been so dominating pretty much against every quarterback.
I also imagine a lot of the energy from that week was the idea that it was the start of something.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Jalen, just in his second year as a starter.
It being in the MVP conversation there, MVP runner-up, so there was like double energy. It wasn't, to a certain extent, in the Super Bowl you played in, it was... Maybe there was the pressure of the years beforehand. It felt like the apex of something, whereas the Super Bowl in 22, that the 22 Super Bowl felt like the beginning of something.
Yeah, when we got in, it was finally.
Yes.
It was like, finally they got in there and made it to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Yeah, that 2022 team, it felt like it was the beginning of something.
Who was better, the 22 Chiefs or the 04 Patriots?
That's a good question.
Especially, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I think I give a slight edge to the 0-4 Patriots.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think I give us, because their defense was much better.
And that Chiefs defense that year, people forget, was like the worst in the league.
Yeah, because that was a young year. Yeah, they were much better the following
year.
They
clutched up in the postseason.
Yeah, and that was the first year they went without Tyreek Hill.
Uh-huh.
So they had Juju Schuster-Smith as their wide receiver. They had Travis Kelce still, but...
Right.
That Patriots team had Corey Dillon. Yeah, they were pretty good.
They were pretty good.
They were pretty good.
And it was peak Patriots defense.
215-592-9494. We want to know one word you're feeling for Sunday's game. Coming up next, not only do we have Nick Kostos in about 20 minutes to give us give you his picks for the weekend, if you want to know where to put your money, and he better pick the right team in this game. But we do have a piece of audio of Jalen and Saquon talking after the game against the Rams. That if you're looking for a piece of audio to hype you up and further believe in who Saquon is, this is a great piece of audio. We are at McGurk's in Royersford. We'll be here all the way up.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Up until 6 o'clock, we've got these great t-shirts to give away. We have a half-naked DeCamera for you to take a photo with. And this place is beautiful, by the way. Every McGurk's we've been to is beautiful. This one is something special. So this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at McGurk's in Royersford having a great time with a good crowd. Jack? Did you get him going?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! You don't think I got the DB all day, do you?
Oh, I know you have the DB. Yeah, the DB.
The DB.
I think, and this is the first time you've ever heard this, I think it goes a little too long.
Okay.
I didn't want to say that the last time.
You're throwing off the rhythm. I'm not one to tell you, but you're throwing off the rhythm of the crowd. They're ready for A,
yes.
And you're still in
yes.
E.
We'll take a look at it.
Yeah. I just want it to be great.
Yeah, but the key to a great Eagles chance is
deep.
Deep E.
Deep, not long.
All right. Well, listen, hold on. That's for Blue Chews. Never mind.
Seriously. Let's move on.
All right. 215-592-9494. We are looking for one word.
The 2 o'clock hour.
We are. It's the 5 o'clock hour. It's 5 o'clock all day today, brother. We're looking for the one word you're feeling for Sunday's game. Ike, confident.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, cocky.
Cocky.
Me, on brand, terrified.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
Terrified. I am who I am. 215-592-9494. Dan in North Carolina, you're on WIP.
Oh, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What up, Dan?
What's up, Dan?
My word is undaunted.
I like that.
Wow, that's a big word.
That is a big word. Tell Jack what it means.
Yeah. Well, it means that you have no concern. You have no negative reflections on your ability.
Yes, yeah,
and
cock.
You're just not bothered at all by what they're. I mean, the Skins are going to be like a puntable dog. They're going to be yappy. They're going to be cute, but they're ultimately you just want to kick them across the road.
Whoa!
But I took a trip up the Philly, and if I could get 2 or 3 minutes just to share some of the high points of that, may I do that?
Sure.
2 or 3 minutes is a little long.
Yeah, but. Yeah. We'll go. We'll see how we're going. Start hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we live at the beach in North Carolina and took a 10-hour drive up to Philly, went to the Green Bay game, went to the auto show, went to see the Flyers over the Panthers. And the high point of it all, though, was going to see Ray Dittinger's Tommy and Me in Melbourne.
Ah.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable, right?
Oh, if there's anybody out there who hasn't seen it and it's still in, you've got to go.
Got to go, man. I've
you've got to go. And as they,
I've seen
and
it
Ray
as well.
Was there and they came out for a curtain call, and I gave it a hard E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles, and he kind
DP?
Of smiled.
Give it the DP.
What's that?
No.
Come on. Spike. Yeah. Figure it out.
Yeah, so we had dinner at Ralph's in Old Town.
Ah.
We went to Scranton, which is my wife's hometown, to visit my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law, and it turns out he's friends with Vic Fangio.
Oh,
no kidding.
He went to high school and hung out and was friends with Vic Fangio through high school.
Yeah.
And that was really cool. Then we went on to State College, where it was 11 and minus 7 at night.
Wow.
We had season tickets and saw Saquon play every game there.
Yep.
For 15 years.
Yep.
And,
good job.
You're firing them up, Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
You got to get the people going. Yep.
So then we went to Virginia. So
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I know,
we lived
Dan.
Among the Deadskins for 30 years.
I know. Yeah. Awesome.
And Braden's 12. Braden's 12. I called him by the wrong name, and he corrected
Braden's 12.
Me.
12. Okay.
There you go.
So good for him to be a young man. And then I brought Tasty Cake back for a friend who served in Pennsylvania.
What kind of met
working at Tasty Cake after World War II.
What was their first date?
Yeah, what's your go-to Tasty Cake?
Mine, lemon pies.
There you go.
Ooh, that's the wrong answer.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the right answer?
Butterscotch crimpets.
No, it's candy cake.
It's butterscotch crimpets.
That's where I brought my friend Tom back. He won the Scotch Crippets. So
there you go.
Good for Tom.
Good man. Good man. All right, Dan.
Thanks, guys.
God bless
thanks,
you,
Dan.
Man. God bless you, Dan. Woo.
Let's get back to the yelling and screaming.
Around the world with
the
Dan.
Eagles chant.
So then I went to Scranton.
Yeah, so God bless him. God
I love
bless
Dan. Him. I'm sorry. Not on the Friday of the NFC Championship game.
So was where did this audio come from of Saquon and Jalen?
This is the mic'd up thing the Eagles put out last night, which is actually... It was really good.
Yep.
Always is.
And at the end of the game against the Rams, Jalen and Saquon had a bit of a moment, and here's what it sounded like. Well, that is not a great piece of audio, Jack.
Well, I said one more. Jalen said one more.
And then what did Saquon say?
Said bleep that, two more.
There we go.
Yeah.
Couldn't hear it. That's my problem. Yeah, I asked you.
It was quick.
Yep. I asked
him. Dynamite start to the program.
I did ask him. I said,
sorry, Carson's on my TV.
Is it good audio? I said. And he said, yes. You can't hear a word. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C. You're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. How's everybody doing on this outstanding Friday afternoon?
What's up, Bruce?
Doing better after that audio.
Yeah, it was really not that great. The idea of the audio was awesome, Bruce.
Hey, there you go. That's all that matters in the end. But, man, look. Let me just tell you, my one word for this is that I'm juiced.
I like juiced.
Okay? All right? So, and let me just say something to some of these plant-based, crazy cats.
Vegans, yeah.
Yeah, come on, man. Y'all gotta get off of that and get on the freaking Titan train. You know,
that's right.
Let's and
get
Jack.
The train rolling, because we're gonna skull drug these jokers come Sunday. 31-17, no doubt about it. If everybody does their job, we're gonna ride right off into New Orleans. And I'm ready to go. Let's make this happen.
Give me an Eagles chant.
Yeah, you gotta end it the right way, Bruce.
Oh, okay. Hey, I got a slightly modified version of the Eagles chant.
Oh god. Ooh,
this is not gonna work.
This will go well.
Yep.
Oh no, it's gonna go like this. Let's just flow with me on this.
All right.
Let's go, baby.
All right.
Almost like Will of Gods.
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
I did.
Yep.
Lizzie spelled all the letters correctly.
Let's not jazz up the Eagles chant.
Yeah.
Let's just do the Eagles
chant. It is what it is.
It's hard enough as it is.
Yeah, you jazz it up.
It is tough. I agree.
Yeah, who knows how many E's are going to end up in there if you jazz it up too much.
Do you think that Jets fans mess up J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets?
Now, I've never seen it if it happens.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't.
That feels borderline impossible.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not that many more letters in Eagles than there is Jets. It's two more letters. Right? Or is it one more letter?
No, it's two more.
Two more letters, yes. Right, yeah. I'm not a good counting. Spelling, not so bad. Counting, not so much.
I just know it's six letters. Six sounds, six letters. Most of them sound like E.
Yeah.
It ends with S.
Justin, by the way, back in the studio, when you have Nick, please put it up on the screen that we have Nick. 215-592-9494. What's your one word to describe how you feel for Sunday's game? Famous Kenny from the Dirty 30, you're on WIP. What's up, Famous Kenny?
I got one word. Orgasmic.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah, it is the 5 o'clock hour.
I am that excited, man. I am just... I had lunch today, and everybody was asking me in the bar what I thought about the game. I just couldn't wait.
Yep.
Much fun. And just doing Eagle cheers all day. Today, everybody I see, hello and goodbye is replaced with go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. Go Birds. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles! All day. All day. We're crushing these. We're crushing those Redskins. Crushing them. Huge win.
I am starting to feel more of a double-digit win.
Wow.
Now, is that the juice of the end of the week and the crowd,
yeah.
or is it something legitimate?
It is that. Now, it's the more juice of the end of the week and closer to the game.
Yeah.
You know, by nature, I'm more of a conservative, level-headed sort of approach to these games. I respect the game, respect the opponent. I get more of that, but as I get closer to the game, the fandom in me comes out, and I'm ready to be excited about the game, and I feel more and more confident about the game. I'm feeling pretty good about this game, man. I'm not saying Minnesota Vikings type beatdown, but I'm starting to feel a comfortable win.
You know, I'm
starting to feel a comfortable win. Sort of like the Falcons game. And that was 14-10 at halftime, I believe.
The Falcons game.
Well,
which
we
Falcons?
Played the Falcons 0-4.
Oh, okay. Right. I was going to say because the other Falcons game was a tight one. Yeah.
No, I speak only in championship game mode.
That's okay. Right.
That's all a divisional round game.
Well, hopefully it's not like the Cardinals game where they're down 24-6.
So the
it was a half?
Something like that.
The response to the Twitter poll, Ike, is actually interesting. I'm curious where you think it is. So the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which do you feel more as the game has gotten closer, confident or nervous? What do you think the poll is?
Confident.
What do you think the number is?
Let's go 73%.
62% confident.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a little surprised. It was a little closer to 50-50 than I thought. You know,
People got a healthy respect for Washington and what they're doing. And obviously, whether we want to openly admit it or not, there are some concerns about the quarterback.
Some concerns.
Yes, there are some.
We will get to Nick Kostos.
There are some. Let's be honest.
We'll get to Kostos and his picks right after I tell you about Colonial Hyundai. We're actually not that far from Colonial Hyundai up here in Rofo. And they've got their brand new dealership. It's finally finished. Finally finished. They've been working on it for a while. John Ashdell, the cars are the team at Colonial, preparing to get this brand new, beautiful dealership ready to make everything even faster, even easier, even better for you than before. And it was already faster, easier, and better. Buying, leasing, servicing, all faster, easier, and better. No better time right now, effortless, to buy, trade, upgrade at Colonial Hyundai. They're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else. They always do. That's what they're known for. One of the great things they're known for. They're going to give you at least $6,500 guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. Whatever new Hyundai you want. You want a Tucson, they got it. Palisade, they got it. Konas, they got it. Over 200 vehicles in stock right now for a limited time. Drive home in a new Hyundai Elantra SEL Sport for just $119 a month. Every new Hyundai, you get a 3-year complimentary maintenance package. You get America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000-mile powertrain, and Hyundai Assurance. You can shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy Hyundai. See dealer for full details. With us now, our buddy Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Check all the latest lines in the BetMGM app. And not only can you get You Better You Bet in the Odyssey app on the BetQL network. You can watch from 6 to 7 on NBC Sports Now on Peacock. Kostos, how are we feeling, buddy?
Oh, I'm feeling awesome. How are you guys feeling? I think is the better question. I feel great.
People are juiced here, man. I mean, I would say that I am an outlier in terms of I'm terrified of Sunday's game, but the confidence as the week has gone on in Philadelphia is ramping up.
I can appreciate that Eagles fans are confident. I would say I'm not as confident as Eagles fans are, I guess, heading into this game, just because I don't know if we know, A, what the upside of this Washington Commanders team is, Spike and Ike, and also, Jalen just said he's going to be playing with a brace on Sunday. Like, what's his mobility going to be? He couldn't move at the end of last Sunday's game against the Rams. Taking that safety, like the brain-dead 2nd and 7, like quarterback run call that lost some yards on one of their final drives of the game when they should have given the ball to Saquon. And I think the betting market right now has this price, guys. Like, Jalen's 100% healthy. He's basically telling you he's not. Would lead me only to a bet on the underdog in this game with the Commanders.
Well, let me ask you this, Nick. So the line, I think, opened up at 4.5. And is it at BetMGM, is it 6 or 6.5 now?
We're basically like in between. It's 6, but it's juiced way towards 6.5. So it's 6 minus 115, which means we're probably going to go to 6.5 here, which to me is like a Jalen is 100% healthy number. And I think he's basically telling you he's not 100% healthy. So I kind of disagree that this is what the point spread should be. And also, you know, I think the betting market at times, and it doesn't have to turn out this way, the Eagles could win by 20 on Sunday, right? Just that, you know, when we think back to Cincinnati's run a couple years ago to the Super Bowl, they got bet against in every single game they played in, up to the Super Bowl against the Rams, or even like the Giants in 2007. Like, the team that gets hot is difficult to price. And I don't know that the betting market is caught up yet to Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. I think this game's going to be a lot closer than Eagles fans do.
Well, let me ask you this. From a betting standpoint, I would also look at, this is their 4th straight road game, and a rookie in a championship game, not a great record there. So how much do you consider that when you're talking? And the Eagles haven't played on the road in, I think, 6 weeks. So how do you, when you're looking at it, how much do you factor in sort of the external trend type things like that?
So, you know, like, we'll look at like just a couple recent rookies that have started title games, right? Whether it's, you know, Brock Purdy for San Francisco, Ben Roethlisberger for the Pittsburgh Steelers his rookie year. I think the difference between Daniels, like Joe Flacco his rookie year, like difference between Daniels and a bunch of these other quarterbacks is Daniels has authored what I believe, regardless of what happens on Sunday, and like he could throw 10 interceptions on Sunday, but no matter what happens on Sunday, I believe that we have just witnessed the finest rookie year by a quarterback in the history of the NFL. I said last week with you guys, I think he's already the best quarterback in the conference, which is not meant to be disrespectful to Jalen Hurts or Matthew Stafford or others. I think Daniels is already the best. So I don't really like feel the need to compare him to other rookies. I don't think this is your average rookie. He's seen the Vic Fangio defense twice. Again, doesn't mean he's going to slice and dice them. But I don't know if you're an Eagles fan, like how you look at this guy across the field and you're not terrified of him. Like, I don't know how that's not the feeling.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, as a fan, they may be terrified, but as players, I'm sure they aren't terrified.
I don't know. He just dropped 5 touchdowns on them in week 16. I'm not so sure.
I understand that, and he's a 4th down drop away from losing that game because he threw 2 interceptions, including one late one that he threw that should have ended the game. So if it's not for a Devontae Smith drop on 4th down, that game is over with, and he doesn't have the opportunity to throw the 5th touchdown.
Yeah, I blame Kenny Pickett for that.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't Pickett's fault, but I bet the Eagles in that game, and I was really frustrated. Look, like, I think the Commanders are going to keep this game closer than the betting market expects, but I will say to you guys, my bet in the AFC game I feel much more confident about. And look, you know, I'm curious if you guys agree with this. If it didn't snow this past Sunday, who do you think wins, the Eagles or the Rams?
Eagles. I actually think the snow will help the Rams. To me, our defense is what struggled. And in those types of games, it's harder for the defense with footing and reacting versus an offense that know where they're going and they can throw the ball. I don't think you get that type of performance from our defense. And we still created 2 turnovers. But I think we're better as a defense in better weather. Like, come Sunday, under these conditions that we're going to get Sunday, you're going to get the real Eagles defense Sunday.
Yeah, the Eagles defense is the best defense remaining. And Ike, what I would say You know, I have a bet on the Commanders to win the game. I think it's going to go one of two ways. I think either the Commanders are going to win or the Eagles are going to win by like 14 points. And I don't know if there's going to be like that much of an in-between here. So, right. Like, I'll lean more towards the Washington side just because of the upside of Jaden Daniels potentially here, and maybe Hurts is not 100%. But I would not be shocked. And I'll be honest. I want the Eagles to win, despite the fact that I have a Commanders money line bet here, because I think it will create a much better betting opportunity in the Super Bowl if the Eagles get there as opposed to the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, the kind of game you're talking about is actually how the Super Bowls were for about 15 years, is that the underdog either never covered it when they lost. You know what I mean? Either
yes.
The underdog won or the favorite won by a lot. Okay, so you have Commanders plus six and a half.
Yes.
Bills are a point and a half underdog last time I looked. What do you like in that one?
Yeah, this is the bet in the game that I really like. Like, I like the Commanders, but I acknowledge that the Eagles could stuff them in a locker, right? Like, I like the bet. I don't love it. To be fair, I loved the Ravens last week, and that was a total disaster. I love the Chiefs. I love the Chiefs. I've been waiting to make this bet all season. Kansas City in a small point spread game. And by the way, if they play the Eagles in the Super Bowl, spoiler alert, like, the Chiefs will win. The point spread's going to be like 1.5 or 2. Sorry, everybody.
And shut up.
I mean, how'd it go a couple years ago?
Wow.
It was a close football game.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, it could be close again. And the Chiefs will win because that's what they do. Sorry. And I'm going to bet them, and it's going to be awesome.
I tell you what, you have increased your arrogance.
Yeah,
it's sickening, but
I'm not a Chiefs fan. I'm just giving my opinion as to what would happen. I'm not. You know, I'm not one.
The Bills are going to win. The Bills are going to win on Sunday. Let's
go. They could listen. Like, they could. It's possible. The point spread is really small. But Jack, you are betting on a quarterback who never beats the guy that he's playing in his house. And I get the much better head coach in the game. And I think Allen's awesome, and he's not turning the ball over anymore. But you get Sean McDermott, and Ike, I'm curious, like, I don't know if you want to throw something at your TV watching the game last week. on third and goal from the 2 with 4 minutes left, Tony Romo is like, Josh Allen's a giraffe. Like, sneak the ball with him twice and you score. Instead, they run a shotgun draw with a 7'8" quarterback, and he gets stuffed and you have to kick a field goal. McDermott has these brain farts in these huge moments that Andy Reid's not going to have. So look, like, I'm not guaranteeing the Chiefs are going to win. People out there listening, you like the Bills to win. Like, you could be right. The point spread's really small. Just that, like, when I click that button on Kansas City, I feel awesome about it. I feel like the Chiefs are going to win.
And it sounds like I was going to ask if you're betting against Buffalo or toward Kansas City, but it really sounds like a little bit of both.
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying since August I thought the Chiefs were going to three-peat, so this is consistent for me. And I've said all season that Buffalo could make the Super Bowl, but they would need the Chiefs to lose to somebody else before they played them, because I don't think Buffalo in a spot, like, in regular season's one thing. And look, like, Sunday night could come and I could have egg on my face like I did last week with Ravens and Bills. I don't have to be right. I feel pretty strongly that I'm going to be here, that the Chiefs will win, represent the A. I'm less confident about the NFC, but I do think the Chiefs will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. And if they play the Eagles and everybody's healthy, Kansas City's going to be like a 1.5 or a 2-point favorite, and they're going to win. And that's
it. Do you want to give me a couple props for this weekend you like?
Sure. Let's go to Dallas Goedert's playing, right?
He is. Well, okay. We believe he is.
He said he
will. Okay. Yeah. So Goddard's receiving yards prop, the last I had checked, was in the high 30s. 39.5 maybe. I've bet his overs each of the first two rounds of the playoffs. He went over both. He also went over in week 18 against the Giants. I think it stands to reason that if Jalen is not 100% healthy, he's telling everyone he's wearing a knee brace, his binky over the middle of the field is going to be Dallas Goedert. I think Goedert clears 40 yards in this game. I like Dallas Goedert's over. On the Commanders' side, a bunch of people that I deal with that I really respect are all going to be on the Austin Eckler receiving yards over, with the thought being that, you know, like, what, like, Sam Cosby's not playing. You know, Jalen Carter's likely to get a lot of pressure in the game. He obviously had the huge play on Sunday against the Rams, and Jaden's going to be dumping the ball off. And it's not going to be Brian Robinson catching the ball. Robinson has not had success in the two games against the Eagles this year. I think we'll see a lot of Austin Eckler. So Eckler's over receiving yards, 21.5, has been a hot bet on the Commander side. And in the Chiefs game, like, I'll give you guys, like, the ultimate, like, bet square, don't care one. Everyone's going to make this bet. I think everybody's going to win. And I think it actually opens up a second bet as well. I'll actually start with the second one first. So I don't think Sean McDermott is a great, like, big moment coach. He wins a lot of games, obviously, but when it gets to the big moment, I don't think he makes great decisions. But I will give him credit for this. The way that they defend Mahomes, the Bills, they are not going to let him, like, scramble for 14 yards on 3rd and 13. So they are always going to play man coverage, and they're going to spy Mahomes. Like this is what they've done recently, and Mahomes has not run for a lot of yards against them. So I think taking a look at Mahomes' under-rushing yards is probably good, about 26.5. And conversely, let's say it's Matt Milano, Buffalo's middle linebacker, that's spying Patrick Mahomes. If that's going to be the case, who's going to be, you know, running across the middle of the field with some curtain jerk and jabroni guarding him? Like Travis Kelce. So everyone can make the bet, and it doesn't mean it's going to lose. I'd go over Kelce receiving yards in tandem with Patrick Mahomes under rushing yards on Sunday.
All right, Costos. Well, hopefully we're talking to you. The next time we talk to you, it is about an Eagles Super Bowl bet where you're going to bet against him, and we'll tell you that you're wrong. So.
Oh, no, man. Like I'll tell you. Eagles-Bills, like, you could... Oh. I could bet. Eagles-Bills, I could bet the Eagles in that one for sure.
All right.
Eagles-Chiefs, no way.
All right. Okay, Costos, we appreciate you, buddy.
Wishing right, everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Lateralis is the best Tool album. Peace.
It's anima. Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Go check out the latest lines today at the BetMGM app. We will get all of the injury updates from Elliott Shore Parks next. We will get Dallas Goedert, Cam Jurgens, Jalen, who has a Quinion, all that stuff. We will talk to Elliott Shore Parks next. Also, your call is 215-592-9494. We're at McGurk's in ROFO getting you ready for Sunday's NFC Championship game. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.